Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Leading Life Large. This is your host, Rob Braun. It is Thursday, December 4th, 3:30 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. So wherever you happen to be on the planet, welcome. As always, if you are doing the program as a download, that's cool too. It does not matter. If you're able to join live, I'd love seeing that as well. I'm encouraged as the week has gone on and each day has gone on, more and more of you have jumped on board. So I acknowledge you for taking the time and if you will, investing in yourself, in your own success. And you're doing it. So I get to see the numbers in the back and all that in the dashboard there. And it tells me that there's something of value, something that I'm bringing here that you're hungry for, that you want for yourself, and I so want to be able to bring and give that for you. If you're just now joining, let me let you know that Leading Life Large, it's a, if you will, reemergence. I started this program, and I had to go back and look at it. Believe it or not, for those of you that have been following for some years, I began this 5 years ago, this coming February. So this coming February will be a 5-year anniversary. However, went away from Blog Talk Radio for a while and made the decision to come back. Turns out it's a forum that serves me really well for what I'm bringing to you right here. And if you are just joining, I began the program back here again this past Monday, earlier this week, December 1st. And if you will, it's a launch to a 30 days to help get you prepared to having success in 2015. So if you are just joining, you're going to want to go back and listen to today's program by all means, but then go back and listen to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, December 1, 2, and 3, so you can get all caught up. I've given some assignments, and you've got some work to do this month. So as you're coming on board again, so first of all, I just want to acknowledge you again that you're one of the few who's willing to do something rather than, you know, watch I Love Lucy reruns. There's nothing wrong with that all by itself, but if that's the only thing happening in your life, it ain't going to get you success in this next year. Success is going to take some work, and as I've shared with the folks throughout the week right here, there are definitely things that we need to do that are must in order for us to succeed. And I can put in place in front of me all the ways that I can succeed, and I can follow all the rules, and I can follow all the strategies, and I can listen to the programs, and I can show up at the seminars. I can do all of these. And if I'm not doing the work to find out what has kept success elusive up until now, I'll make the same mistakes over and over and over. So what I've been doing this week, beginning Monday, is I've been, if you will, hitting a topic each day, the things that you and I need to take a look at in order for us to be able to move forward and truly have successes. We looked earlier at the week at the stories that we create. And if we don't look at the stories, we're not going to be able to get anything else. The stories are the excuses, the limiting beliefs, the experiences we've had in life that have, you know, knocked the crap out of us, the stories that we attach to that, if you will, are some of the social stories out there around our economy or what's possible for certain classes of people or certain types of people, all of that. Those are all limiting. They all keep us safe. They all keep us from really going forward in life. How do I know it? I had my own list of stories. I had my own reasons why. I had my own badge of, let me show you what I've gone through in life, get off my back stories. And they work to keep people from messing with me, but they also work to keep me small, to fully succeeding in life. And I didn't want that anymore for me, and I certainly don't want it for you. So please go back and listen to our Tuesday program when I talk about stories. Then the next night we talked about taking a look at our attitude. And our attitude is something that it's about a decision that we make that is going to be how it is that we're going to approach the world no matter what is going on, no matter what the attitude of others are, or no matter what experiences land in our way. An attitude of success is something that we decide on and we don't let anybody mess with it, no matter what. It's having that kind of attitude that is, it's going to get us through the tough stuff and the tough bumps in the road. No matter what we're going after, we are going to have times when things don't align. We're going to have times when stuff just flat out gets difficult. It will be our attitude of success, the attitude that we decide that's going to help us to be able to move forward. So we start with stories, then we start taking a look at attitude. Today, I'm going to invite you to take a look at your relationships. What I know is I can go along by myself in the world, and I can get so far by myself and alone. And what I know, especially being an entrepreneur, for those of you in business for yourself, you know this one far too well. It is lonely doing it by ourselves sometimes. Now, part of the reason you are doing it by yourself, if you're an entrepreneur, is that you don't want anyone getting in your damn way. I get that. You decided to go in business for yourself because you had something you were passionate about, that you didn't want anybody messing with you. You wanted freedom. You wanted to be able to make your own decisions. You want a lot of things. And what I also know from full-on experience is that it's also a very, very lonely place being an entrepreneur, doing things on my own. And what I have learned is that it's about relationships. Now, when I go back and look at my own life, knowing that my first relationships were with my parents, my family of origin, all of that, in many ways, they dictated, because of my experience of them, how I was going to seek out relationships moving beyond them. Now, what I will share with you from personal experience was that I didn't get a lot of approval, a lot of attention, a lot of love in those relationships. Being a socially driven human being and knowing that I need connection with others, I started to seek out love, approval, acceptance, being a part of from others as a way of building my self-esteem, building my self-image. And when we are in that place, and that's most of us, by the way, when we're in that place, we don't make the best decisions on who it is that we're going to attract in our life, the relationship that we're going to attract. And what we will tend to do is we will tend to, invite anybody that will look at us, invite anybody that will give us attention or give us love, even if just for the moment, where we get our self-worth or our self-image is defined by whether or not people will like us and accept us. I remember this in grade school, wanting to be friends with the cool kids or just wanting anybody to, want to be picked for the basketball team or want to be picked for kickball, whatever the heck that was. That was that need to be a part of. So we all have that in us innately, that need to be connected socially to others. And when we don't get it, we'll seek it out. And when we seek it out, we won't get real. We're not real discerning, right? We don't make the best choices when we're seeking it out and we're needing that. And that goes well on into adulthood. I know for me, when I took a look back at, the partners that I had in life, or the girlfriends, or the friendships that I had, they weren't always the best for me. And I didn't realize it at the time. I didn't realize that in many ways I was hurting myself. And that meant, the people that I spent time with, the people that I hung out with, the people I got a cup of coffee with, the people I was in a romantic relationship with, hopefully one at a time, right? And what happened was I went to those relationships to get fed, and what ended up happening was I ended up feeling empty most of the time because I wasn't picking the right people for me. Now, when I fast forward, and I'm speaking now to you and I, and hopefully you can relate to some of what I've shared with you right there, because what it does is it gives some explanation as to why not all the relationships of the past have been real feeding, or they have been elevating, or been feel good. In fact, some have been painful, and they have actually hurt on many, many different levels. So what I need to do then as an adult, and from this place of awareness, and as I'm sharing with you right now, I'm speaking to you, that you and I now, we need to look at all the relationships in our life, and now we need to start making decisions. And the first question I need to ask myself as I look at the relationships that have impact on me. Now, there are some relationships that we look at that don't have a lot of impact on me. I call them less consequential. Those are the kind of relationships that it's not going to have a great impact on my life one way or another, whether they stay in a relationship with me or not. Examples of that would be my dry cleaner guy. I have a dry cleaner guy that I have a relationship with, and the only time we ever really interact with one another is when I come and drop off my dry cleaning, and I pick up dry cleaning, and as long as he provides a great service, and it's a friendly service and a feel-good, I'll continue to do my business with him. If that were to ever change and I had to go find a new dry cleaner guy, you know, that would be inconvenient, and I might miss the relationship, but it's not going to impact my life in a great way, and I'll adjust. I'll be okay. Relationships I am referring to are the ones that we have, whether it be on a daily or a regular enough basis, that do have impact on our well-being. These are the relationships with my boss, if I have a boss, my employees, if I have my own business. Maybe I'm a leader of a department, so it'd be my team, or maybe it's my coworkers. That's within the work world. Maybe it's with my clients or customers, I have relationships with them. Outside of work, maybe it's my social relationships, the people that I spend time with, it could be my friends, or the people that I interact with as part of an organization, whether I'm part of a church organization or another volunteer organization, or maybe it's my son's Little League team and all the parents that I interact with. And then I have the people in my life, if you will, that are more intimate relationships that are my friends. And obviously that goes to my family, maybe my extended family, the family, it's, if you will, that's more immediate. And then there's the relationships that are in my household, my spouse relationship and relationship with my children or relationship with my parents or other close family members. So these are all the relationships that have impact on us. Now, once I identify who those people are, the ones that are consequential, the ones that have impact on me, my very next question is, are those relationships feeding me? Are they helping to support me? Are they helping me to get what I'm going after in my life? Are they elevating me? Or are those relationships hurting me? Are they bringing me down? Are they downers? Are they wearing on me or working against what I'm moving forward to? And it doesn't matter who the relationships are, and it doesn't matter how close or how distant they are, if they have consequence and they impact me, I must ask myself the question, are they helping me or are they hurting me? I need to continue to do my part to nurture those relationships and continue to do what's necessary to help those relationships to continue to serve me. They're helping me to get where I'm going. Now, if those relationships are working against me, I've got to take a strong look at them. And this can get real difficult because as human beings, we want to make sure that we please people, when people feel good around us. We don't want to hurt feelings or cause any kind of pain or anything. And if I'm going to be in a relationship, I have got to make sure that I am getting what I need from the relationship. Now, this is not that the relationship is supposed to be all selfish, okay? I got to take a look at how it is that I am or am not serving the relationship. Am I contributing to not getting what it is that I want back from the relationship? You got to take a long look at that. So what I invite you to do now as your continued work is examine all of your relationships. Examine all of your work relationships. How are they? Is there anyone that you're in conflict with or it's a strain to be in relationship with? Here's the thing with all of these relationships. The deal is this. You and I cannot afford to have any relationship out there be bringing us down. Cannot. So I'm also not suggesting that you sever the relationships. And it's important that you expand as you identify the relationships that are causing you pain, that are hurting you, that are working against your forward movement. You've got to do one of two things. Well, maybe it's not one of two. You've got to decide, one, do you want to maintain or keep this relationship? Now, if the answer is no, and it makes sense to distance yourself from you and that person, then pull the trigger. Now, that may seem callous or may seem mean-spirited, but here's the deal. You and I have got this one lifetime, and we've got only so many days left on the planet. We cannot afford to keep people in our circles that are not a part of where we're going. And if it doesn't even warrant a conversation that you clearly need to get them the hell out of your life, then do it. Get them out. Sound callous? Tough shit. You got to move on. Now, if there is something about the relationship that you do want to definitely hold on to, you've got to ask yourself, one, what's your part? What's your part connection? Have you not been honest with that person? Have you not been paying attention to their needs? Have you not honored agreements within the relationship? What's your part in the disconnection? What's your part in that relationship not helping or not serving you? What do you need to do differently? And regardless of whether it's a relationship that you're going to need to move on from or one you need to take a look at your part in, it rewards a conversation. And that's really the place that you want to begin. Now, I don't suggest you start having a conversation with every single relationship. You got to begin somewhere. And it may be, well, I'm going to suggest this. What I know to be absolute truth for me, and I believe for most people, and probably for you, is the relationships that have the greatest impact on me are the ones that need the conversations first. Now, in my life, the two relationships that have the greatest impact on me are my wife and my son. And if those relationships are hurting and they're not feeling good, that's where I need to begin. It doesn't matter how well I'm getting along with my clients or how badly I am or my team members or anyone out there. If those relationships aren't good, it's hurting everything else. So that's where I need to begin. They're the most important relationships. And that means we need to sit down, we need to have a conversation. And the conversation is not about accusing, and it's not about making anybody wrong. It's about sitting down and submitting that I realize that this relationship doesn't feel good. I don't know about you, but it's hurting me, and it's impacting every part of my life, and I don't want this to be between us. So I'm willing to take a look at my part in how it is that we're disconnected. And that's how it begins. Now, I'm not saying it's necessarily easy, and I'm not saying that it's not without feeling. And it's necessary. What I have learned is that when I am avoiding my wife, or we're disconnected, or we've gotten into a miscommunication or a conflict, we have got to talk our way through it. We have got to. And even if all we're agreeing to do is spend some time with one another and explore what it is that's going on between us. Same thing with my son. If we're disconnected, we've got to sit and just have the conversation and go, what's going on? You know, and if something doesn't feel right, we just talk about it. We figure it out. And if we're both committed, which we both are, we get there. So that's where you need to begin. And I'm inviting you to explore all of your relationships. So as I've given you homework before, this is one of those where you write down on a piece of paper and you start listing. Start with your personal life and you start expanding out and listing all your people. And then put a thumbs up or a thumbs down or one where they're just inconsequential or everything's okay, right? For you to know where it is, you need to start doing your work. So right now, the work is simply to scan your life and start listing every relationship that has impact on you. Is it helping you? Is it hurting you? If it's helping you, keep nurturing the relationships. And you might even go and let the person know how much you appreciate them and how much value they bring to your life. Take care of them. Now, the other ones that are hurting you, you got to sit down with them. You got to start having conversations with them. Start in, work your way out. And sometimes what I know happens is when I'm having a disconnection with one of those outer relationships, I go to some of my inner relationships, my wife, my son, my best friend George. I've got a couple other go-to people in my life where I ask them, how might you handle this? I'm having this challenge with this person. Can you give me some insights or some things that I want to remember, maybe things I can consider when I go to talk with them that maybe you can see, and maybe you can see something that I may be doing that I may not be privy to, right? So let these people support you. The idea is this, though. Let's bring it down to real simple. I cannot move forward with what I'm going after in life if the relationships around me are hurting me and I'm having to work hard just to, and no one more significant than that number one person in your life, whoever that is. And if you don't have a number one, maybe it's time to start getting clear about who you want that number one to be. And don't let that be your entire focus in life, but starting to get to be clear. I heard years ago with a good friend of mine, Roberto, when he was out there, you know, trying to attract that ideal person in his life, and one of the things that he would say is, I've got to become that person that I'm wanting to attract in my life. So that may be a starting place for you. But the idea, along with getting the stories all handled and getting clear about what your attitude is, now is making sure that the relationships in your life are helping you to move toward. I heard years ago from Anthony Robbins in a program called Get the Edge. He talked about our success is directly proportional to the quality of the relationships that we're in, and also the level that they're playing at. If we're talking about business and success and finance and career and all of that, I want to look at the people I'm hanging out with and ask myself, how big a game are they playing? If I'm hanging out with people that are playing a small game, that's where I'm heading to, is a small game. I want to hang out with people that are playing big. I've got a recent friend of mine, his name is Peter Voog out there, and he's a young man who is playing a big game, and I'm honored to have met him, and we're planning on getting to spend some time together. He's doing some things that I'm excited about doing in my life, and he's playing at a bigger level than I am, and I want to make sure that I learn from that. Now, obviously, I got to make sure that I'm offering something to that relationship as well, but that's what it's all about, is I know without a doubt that I know I've got something of value to help his relationship and game, and certainly he's got something to offer me. So your work this month of December, scan your relationships, make a list of all of them, identify thumbs up, they're working for you, or thumbs down, they're hurting. Either eliminate them or get them right. And don't be real quick to go start eliminating spouses and best friends and shit like that. Those are ones you need to have a conversation first with yourself, then with them, so that you can both, if you will, agree on a course of direction for the relationship. So I give you tons of credit for being here for day four of this week and being willing to take a look at what you need for yourself to really kick ass for this next year and do everything you can do to have this be the most phenomenal year. I want to say again today, like I did yesterday, if you, this is my guarantee, my promise to you, if you follow my lead, if you show up and you listen and you put into action the things that I encourage you to do, it'll change your life this year, and your life moving forward will never be the same. That is a guarantee. I know what it's done in my own life. I've helped hundreds, even thousands by now, of clients and people to be able to make some better decisions for themselves in life, and I want to make that available to you. So please, please, for yourself, do that. So this is Rob Braun. This is Leading Life Large. We've been talking about relationships today, so make sure you do your homework for this month of December. List those relationships. Get clear. Are they elevating you? Or are they hurting you? Do the work you need to do with that. So with that, Rob Braun signing off from Leading Life Large. Have yourself a fantastic afternoon or evening. Bye-bye now.